morning, my friends, and welcome to yet another incredible installment of Weekend Update. From very high above all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. Happy Saturday. December 31st was the deadline for all politicos in the state of Wyoming to report their contributions and expenditures to the Secretary of State's office. As it is not possible for any candidate to have filed for elective office yet, the December 31st deadline really only applies to political action committees. You know, the folks that fund all of those fantastic campaign mailers we all get in our mailboxes during election season. The ones that usually go directly from your hand into the trash can. If you're willing to do a little bit of homework, most of the time, there's some pretty interesting revelations. And for all of the so-called journalists in Wyoming, December 31st means that there's a ready-made story that pretty much writes itself. Who gave money to whom? Which group of people is throwing all of their money into one hat? Really, it's an exercise in show me who your friends are, and I'll show you who you are. Most people who utter that phrase don't know that it was Vladimir Lenin who said that. While I don't exactly relish the idea of quoting Lenin, it's really appropriate in this case. This morning's story absolutely appropriately begins in the cow pie. Trotsky Wolfson writes in an article entitled An Election Off Year, Millions Raised and Spent on Wyoming Politics in 2023. Quote, there were no elections in Wyoming 2023, but that didn't stop people and groups from spending millions of dollars on upcoming cowboy state races, candidates, and causes. The release of end-of-year campaign finance data with the Wyoming Secretary of State's office this week shows that about $500,000 was spent on political action committees and campaigns for state lawmakers in 2023. This is in addition to the millions of dollars donated to Wyoming's congressional delegation during the year. End quote. Trotsky goes to great lengths to list all of the people that donated to the Wyoming Caucus PAC, most of whom are members of the Redcoat Club in the House of Representatives. Those people are Redcoat Speaker of the House Albert Summers, Ken Clouston, Forrest Chadwick, Tony Nemec, Cyrus Fratboy Western, Poisonberry Crago, Andrew Byron, Don Burkhart, Ryan Berger, Lane Allred, David Northrup, Sandy Newsom, J.T. Larson, Landon Brown. By the way, it's been way over 1,000 days since Landon Brown agreed to an interview on Cowboy State Politics and then didn't show up. Not to be left out, there's our pal, Bill Henderson.
Whoa, I think you got to stop and take a look at what you're doing here. I speak against this because it kind of reminds me of that fairy tale, Cinderella.
That never gets old. There's Cody Wiley, Tom Walters, drag show Clark Stith, former Redcoat Speaker of the House Eric Barlow, Tim Stubson, the guy that's on the short list for the Wyoming Supreme Court, and who also happens to be deeply involved in all of this Redcoat fundraising. Here he is saying it on a podcast that apparently only I listen to.
I'm doing a lot of work, but I'm also, you know, here and there when we can, we work with candidates, we recruit candidates, we help raise money for good candidates, and make sure that we're at least trying to fight in the right direction.
And by the way, Tim Stubson has quietly removed himself as the chairman of the Wyoming Caucus PAC and handed things off to Joanne True. He did that to make himself appear less partisan than he actually is and better his chances for the Supreme Court so that Governor Gordon doesn't look like he's just selecting one of his political allies. There's Tom Lubnow. You remember him, Gillette lawyer that sued the state of Wyoming because he thinks we live in a democracy and not a republic? That lawsuit got smacked down faster than me doing an episode like this. There's several others on the list, all of whom are the who's who of Wyoming redcoat politics. What's more interesting about this particular political action committee is not who's on Trotsky's list, but who is not on his list. One of those people is a lady by the name of Renee Hinkle. She only contributed $100 to the redcoat effort, but again, who you take money from is whose politics you agree with. And this lady, though her name is probably not all that familiar to you, it ought to be. Renee Hinkle is one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit against Wyoming's abortion ban, or the Life is a Human Right Act. To put it another way, Renee Hinkle is suing to keep abortion legal in the state of Wyoming. Let's just for a second talk about what abortion actually is. The word abortion is itself kind of a clinical term. When I hear the word abort, I have this picture in my mind of some people going up in the space shuttle and something goes wrong and they say, hit the abort button, abort, abort, abort the mission. It's a term that we use so that we can talk about something that's absolutely horrible without throwing up in our mouth. Abortion, literally, is ending the life of a young human being, a little baby. With 10 fingers and 10 toes, a mind and a body, and possessing constitutional individual rights. Abortion is the killing of an innocent human being. It absolutely fits the definition of murder. And those people who are in favor of abortion are absolutely in favor of killing babies. Let's just be honest about what we're talking about here. And Renee Hinkle is the person that stepped forward to defend abortion in the state of Wyoming, to make sure it is still legal to kill innocent little babies. Let's take a quick break and get a word in from our sponsors. Weekend Update is brought to you by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for an outbuilding or a garage or a barn or maybe something bigger like a roping arena so you can practice all that rodeo stuff year-round or even a giant warehouse for your business, the two guys you need to talk to are Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. They are the experts in metal building construction. They've been doing it longer than anybody else around, and they definitely do a much better job than anybody else. So doesn't matter what type of building you've been thinking about for your property, give Nick and Jesse a call at 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. Even though the weather in Wyoming is completely not hospitable to camping and is about to go below sub-zero temperatures, one thing you might consider working on is your camper. And the best people to do that is Young's Camper Repair over in Worland. They're the experts in fixing pretty much any camper problem you have. And here's the cool thing about them. If you can't bring your camper to them, if it's too inconvenient for you, well, they'll come to you and fix your camper on site. Give them a call, 307-431-8110. One more time, Young's Camper Repair at 307-431-8110. Give them a call and make sure that your camper is ready for whenever all of this really, really cold weather stops. With cold temperatures comes that white crap that flies around all of the time. And being the gentleman that you are, you want to make sure that the walk is shoveled for the missus so that she doesn't have to trudge through a foot of snow on her way to the car. While you're doing that, you need to be as comfortable as possible, making sure that your ears are nice and toasty warm. And the way that you can do that is go to newtrendhats.com. They have a wide variety of hats for both men and women. And they're sure to have one that'll keep you and they're sure to have one that'll keep the top of your head nice and toasty warm. That's newtrendhats.com. The following advertisement was paid for by Reed Raisner for Senate. Who's the leader for the Senate? It's Reed Raisner. He's the one for you and me. Cheer his name so happily. R-A-S-N-E-R. What's his name? Reed Raisner. And now, back to the program.
Hey,
As if that's not bad enough, horrible enough, or too big of a reason for the Wyoming caucus not to take money from her, Renee Hinkle's transgressions against children don't stop in the delivery room. Nope, she's one of the people in Cheyenne that's standing in the way of removing pornographic books from the library. A December 20th, 2021 article from the Cap City News entitled "From Masks to Book Banning, Conservatives Take on Educators," and I quote, "On the night Ashby read to the school board, just one person spoke in favor of the mask mandate or keeping the books." Just an aside, there was a school board meeting in Cheyenne where they were talking about the mask mandate and all of these pornographic books in the library. The article continues, quote, from Renee Hinkle, "Parents should read what their kids are reading, and if they don't approve of it, don't let them read it. That doesn't mean that they have the right to make that decision for every other family," Dr. Renee Hinkle, a local obstetrician, said over the heckling. The truth is, this isn't out of line at all with what the Wyoming caucus believes. There was a bill in the 2023 legislative session that would have set a statewide standard for obscenity, like there is for every other thing outside of the library. There's a reason why we don't have a collection of hustlers in every library in Wyoming. Because it's pornography and obscenity. But apparently that doesn't matter to Renee Hinkle. And the Wyoming caucus took money from her. Now, I don't really care if it's only $100 or if it's $10,000. The point is, who you take money from is whose beliefs you agree with. In all fairness, it could be that it's just a one-off, that they mistakenly took money from Renee Hinkle, the lady who's suing to make sure we can still kill little babies in the state of Wyoming. It could be a little bit of a mistake. However, and unfortunately for Poisonberry Crago, Redcoat Speaker of the House, Albert Sommers, Tim Stubson, Bill Henderson, Steve Harshman, and the rest of them, it's absolutely not a mistake. Another one of their Political Action Committee contributors is none other than the former Montana fundraiser for Planned Parenthood, Kelly Jensen. Currently, Jensen is a senior consultant at something called the Compass Group. It's a campaign management firm. From her bio on their own website, and I quote, "Immediately prior to Compass, Kelly worked to institute fundraising best practices and develop a culture of philanthropy at the state level as director of philanthropy for Planned Parenthood of Montana," end quote. What's interesting about this whole thing is the vast majority of the people in the Wyoming caucus claim that they're all pro-life. I could play you numerous sound bites from speeches on the floor of the House of Representatives where they all say that very thing. And yet, they're taking money from not one, but two people who are directly involved in trying to keep abortion legal in the state of Wyoming. Kind of makes you wonder how conservative they actually are, doesn't it? They aren't. And they never have been. What's even worse than that is all of them claim that they absolutely are conservative, which tells you volumes about their character. Tell me who your friends are, and I'll tell you who you are. And frankly, the Wyoming caucus is in bed with people who are fighting to keep abortion legal in the state of Wyoming and people who just recently worked for Planned Parenthood, the number one abortion advocate in the United States. Let's hear you explain that one, Barry Crago. As always, the proof, so you can see it for yourself, is already posted to cowboystatepolitics.com. Back to Trotsky's article. There's one very interesting, yet highly innocuous reference to another political action committee, Wyoming Hope. And I quote, "Governor Mark Gordon received the most of any individual state-level politician at $23,949. He was followed by Superintendent of Public Instruction Megan Degenfelder with $16,909, which includes $10,000 from the Wyoming Hope PAC," end quote. Trotsky went to great lengths to explain who the people are behind other political action committees. What's interesting about this one is he made absolutely no effort whatsoever to tell you who the Wyoming Hope PAC is. That's probably because its main funder is Trotsky's boss. That's absolutely correct. The owner of the Cowboy State Daily is B. Wayne Hughes, a left-wing California billionaire that moved to Jackson, Wyoming, and got himself entrenched in Wyoming politics. The way he did that is he gave $506,000 to the Wyoming Hope PAC, $500,000. In addition to Megan Degenfelder, and by the way, this is the main thing that gives me pause about the superintendent of public instruction, that she took money from Wyoming Hope. But in addition to her, just about every single Wyoming redcoat got money from Wyoming Hope. Guess how many conservatives got money from them? Only one of them. But the redcoats who took their money are as follows: Berger, Henderson, Conrad, Burkhart, Larson, Oakley, Jared Olson, Joe McGuire, Ryan Berger, Gary Miller, Lane Allred, Forrest Chadwick, Cyrus Fratboy Western, Steve Harshman, Sandy Newsom, Shelley Duncan. There's a blast from the past. Shelley Duncan was a Democrat who switched her registration to Republican and then magically got elected. But there's a whole bunch of them, including Barry Crago, all the Redcoats, and one or two conservatives. So then why did Trotsky of the Cow Pie omit this little morsel of information? Because he didn't want to out his boss's political leanings. Leo's whole article is about who gave the most to which political action committee. And while B. Wayne Hughes' donations took place in 2022, I'd be willing to bet that Wyoming Hope hasn't burned through all of his cash yet. But there again, ask yourself, when's the last time that Trotsky Wolfson wrote an article that was critical of any of the people that I mentioned? I'll give you a hint. It's never. Not a single time. And not even when he's been corrected. There's been several times where I have personally sent Trotsky hints about articles that he's writing, and not one single time has he used that information to be critical of any of the redcoats. So it really shouldn't surprise you that he left any information about Wyoming Hope out of his article, and you definitely shouldn't be surprised that he left the two pro-abortion contributors to the Wyoming Caucus PAC completely out of his article. Because if he hadn't, he'd have to admit that the vast majority of people that make up the Wyoming caucus are not pro-life at all, despite what they say in public. Well, that'll about do it for today's installment of Weekend Update. Have a good rest of your weekend, and we'll talk again on Monday. As you no doubt noticed, this year I'm going to be doing a little bit of political advertising for candidates. So if you're interested in advertising on the program, shoot me an email. The address is david@cowboystatepolitics.com. Cowboy State Politics is most definitely the most listened to political program in the state of Wyoming. If you're running for office, you want to make sure that you get your message out. So again, shoot me an email. If you missed it the first time, my email address is david@cowboystatepolitics.com. One more thing before I let you go, a quick plug for the Independence Network. We've set up a brand new written news segment at the website. So go to the website, independencenetwork.us, and right up at the top, you'll see a link to our articles page. Right now on the website, there's several different op-eds from political voices inside of Wyoming. One in particular is a really funny op-ed from Representative Mark Jennings. So again, go to the website, independencenetwork.us, and look underneath the articles section. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Studio, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.